kicking it off now, and still plenty of time for your thoughts if you want to dial in. You can still talk about the smoking ban that we covered in the last hour, the expansion into in San Rafael, California, at least at this point, protecting people from secondhand smoke in any apartment building, condominium complex, multifamily home. It's getting ridiculously restrictive out there. We can talk about that. Or your how to deal with the police when they're interrogating you or attempting to interrogate you. Just don't try not to talk to them. Try not to even answer the door if you can avoid it. All kinds of different things to discuss here tonight. But still to come, this hour, Nemi is going to share with us five things that dudes can do to not be so creepy. And I wonder if any of these apply to women, by the way.
I'm sure they do.
I haven't read them yet, so I don't know. But it's certainly true that women can be creepy as well.
It's an insult that's leveled at men at a much higher rate than it is at women.
It is, and probably for good reason. Let's go back to
the sexist statement. Is that?
It's not a sexist statement. I think women are maybe more attuned to creepy behavior in guys than guys might not be so attuned or care that the woman is being creepy toward
good
them.
Good point. Let's go to back to the phones. We do have the pizza guy on the line in. Where the hell he is. Fargo, pizza guy.
Yes, I just wanted to give an update to anybody who cares about my cat house. Things have gotten a lot better.
This is not a whorehouse, but is actually a place where you purchased it during the wintertime. The inspection was done during the winter, so you didn't notice the huge amount of cat feces and urine that had been deposited in the crawl space, basically in between the walls. It resulted in a multi-year-long odyssey where you, a computer programmer, had to learn how to do home repair, and you basically fixed the thing up at incredible cost. Go ahead.
That's like fun.
Yeah, that's very well fun. I did not know that cat house could mean whorehouse.
I think
you've always interjected to say, well, just so people don't think it's a thing that's another thing.
Isn't that what it means?
That is, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I thought.
Meow!
Well, you guys are from the South, so. But yeah, anyway, so, you know, we got that government contractors in, and, you know, things were looking up. But then, if you remember correctly, we had started our own business, and so no banks would touch us because we haven't been doing it for 2 years, so we didn't have the verified income.
Right.
Well, just today we found out because we've been working with a credit union instead of a bank, Town and Country here in Fargo, if anyone's listening and is interested. They are awesome. They took our personal books, so less than a year, and took our income and used it, and they worked with the city, got them to subordinate. And so today our financial problems are over.
Yay! Congratulations. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, it's great. It's great news. We're very happy and very excited. We're going to end up getting a loan for $14,000 that will end the credit card debt and give us the ability to actually start living our lives. So it's very exciting. We're very happy about it. And I can't tell my family because they're a bunch of moochers.
So let me ask you this, though. So, I mean, is the house situation is that fixed because of this loan from Town and Country, or is it? I guess I just don't understand why a loan has solved your loan problems.
Yeah, well, so when we started with the house thing, you know, we ended up with a small settlement, and then I started, you know, from there, but I didn't know anything about building houses, you know, I had to figure it all out myself, and it was a very, very expensive process. You know, that settlement dried up very quickly, and I had an amazing credit score, because, you know, I'm a credit-worthy individual. So I just took out credit card after credit card after credit card, which gave me 2 years 0% financing. I ended up with about $13,000 in credit card debt. You know, that was at 0% financing, and just as this October just kind of started to kick on,
yeah,
which was considerable. Percentage rate, but now that it's turning into a mortgage, that credit card debt gets eaten up, turned into a mortgage, and so I don't have to cry myself to sleep because I'm getting 22% APR.
Got it. That makes sense. Well, congratulations. Glad to hear that. Hopefully that makes you one step closer to getting out of North Dakota and moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
It does, but the stipulations of the government loan you know, is that it's the kind of thing that would disappear itself over the course of 10 years. And nothing starts to disappear until after 3 years. Of course, I'm not making any payments. There's no interest. So inflation, you know, kind of counteracts as a kind of a negative interest rate to the, by virtue of the fact that it has a 0% interest rate. So I've given myself about 5 years. So cool. 5 years, then we're going to turn into a rental property, rent it out to Japanese schoolgirls who are coming for the school year. Because we have a lot of Japanese amenities that I built, you know, for my wife, who's Japanese. And so we'll be able to rent them to Japanese schoolgirls. We'll be happy to have a futo.
How do you advertise to Japanese schoolgirls?
Yeah. And why do they want to go to Fargo?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, several Japanese schoolgirls come each and every year to study abroad. They're probably enamored by how cheap and reasonable it is. I mean, there's a lot of competition. I don't know if you ever tried to be in college and study abroad. There's a lot of competition to get into this college or that college. Mm-hmm. When I studied abroad, I had to compete very fiercely to get into the university I wanted to. I won, and, you know, the rest is history with my wife. Anyway, I'm sure it's easier for them to get into the Fargo College that nobody else wants to come up to. And then, yeah, they come in.
How do you advertise it, though? Is there, like, a program at a school that
you can... I have no idea, but I don't doubt that I'll be able to figure out.
Because, I mean, I don't know how many Japanese schoolgirls are going to be reading the newspaper. I guess maybe Craigslist would be... a way to advertise.
There are exchange programs generally,
yeah,
through,
yeah,
colleges,
well, that's
or secondary schools.
Programs. So yeah. I'm just going to talk to old Mita Sensei over there, and he'll probably help me get the word out, or I can just talk to one of the universities, just, you know, give him a call.
All right. Hey, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Good luck. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Pizza Dude. Yep. Appreciate it. It might, you know, it might come off as a little creepy if you put in your home rental. Application, Japanese schoolgirls, only Japanese schoolgirls accepted. There's, you know, you might start wondering if there's hidden cameras put up in the building or something like that.
Probably a better way to phrase
that. You should be wondering that anyway, I guess.
So, you know, and this gets us into the story about being creepy.
I've never even considered for a second that somebody might put up cameras in my in a place that I've rented.
Really?
Yeah, not even for a second.
You're not a Japanese schoolgirl, Mark.
Indeed, I'm not.
You wouldn't consider that.
Who would want to tape you, Mark, right?
Exactly.
Right. You don't do anything interesting.
Right. So,
five things men can do to not be creepy, and I'm with Ian that women can do this too. This is from a blog, charlieglickman.com.
I do hate the term creepy, man. I've got a whole vendetta against this. I think that it's, you know, it's this word that's sort of used to kill people off, to not kill them off, literally, but to sort of dismiss their value, especially men, dismiss their value because, I don't know. I mean, because they don't act just like everybody on TV acts or something.
Yeah, I think that there's some very creepy things that guys have done that
people have done.
Sure.
But the term is so overused.
I agree with that. That's probably true.
Creepy is a small percentage of the population, not the majority of the population. But
okay,
the term has been probably used for every male in America.
But every guy, or in some cases ladies, could certainly be creepy, maybe when they didn't intend to, or they're doing things that are creepy.
That means the term is overused.
I think it's kind of funny you say, you know, this is a word that is overly used, and it applies to so many people, and it dismisses the value of the person, because this is what I go after Ian for when he uses the word crazy, much in the same way, is that if a person has a mental illness, if you call them crazy, or even if they don't have a mental illness and you call them crazy, it kind of diminishes their other potential contributions as a human being.
I think crazy is much more of a female term, like it's the gender-oriented aspect of that term, is that crazy is more likely to be leveled at women, and creepy is liable to be leveled at men. But I will get called a sexist by many people if I call a woman crazy. No one's going to call a woman sexist if she calls a man creepy.
Hmm.
And
see,
this sexism of the statement.
I wouldn't call you sexist if you use the term crazy. I would say, much like I've said to Ian, that you're using a term, you're painting with a broad brush and dismissing the value of the person otherwise. So I will certainly concede that point. But there are behaviors that people engage in, men and women alike, that can kind of be off-putting to another person, and that is really more of what this speaks to.
We will focus on that here coming up, and your calls are welcome on the topic of creepiness. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident, suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Take control here, bring up anything. You don't have to talk about being creepy, although that's what we're going to get into here in a moment with 5 things that Emmy's going to share that will be tips for guys and apparently ladies to...
I definitely think they could apply to both sides here.
To help them be less creepy, or maybe not creepy at all.
We'll get into that here in a moment.
That's the ideal, isn't it? To not be creepy at all?
But first, I want to tell you about our website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email news updates. Also, follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whichever method is your preference. We've got them all. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
ForcefieldEnergy.com. I've talked about them quite a bit over the last week or so and told you different things about their business plan and stuff like that. One thing I haven't addressed that I think is another important part of their business plan is they're mainly focusing their marketing efforts in Central and Southern South America. Now, they are a company that installs LED lighting on in commercial and industrial locations and on that kind of level. But the cost per kilowatt hour, higher in Central and South America, so the savings are even better there, and they're helping people more because, you know, the energy is at a premium there. There's, you know, there's less supply for whatever demand they have, and so they're providing people with more electricity, making people's lives better. ForcefieldEnergy.com, just another reason why you're going to want to pick up this stock, because I'm pretty certain, at least I believe, that the stock price is going to continue to go up. It's FNRG. You can get them with any kind of brokerage account. ForcefieldEnergy.com to go do your research, because you do need to do your research, because all investments have risk. But I think you're going to come to the same conclusion I have after your research, that ForcefieldEnergy.com is a buy.
All right, so let's get into the creeper story. This is right. From what source again?
This is from CharlieGlickman.com.
Was he a creep before, and now he's no longer a creep?
No, he's a
creep?
PhD, so I guess that doesn't negate his potential creepiness.
Yeah.
He's a sexuality educator, author, speaker, and trainer by the tagline on his site. So here, five things
so
men...
So is creepy something that is sexualized?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
It could be, and it actually, at least in my experience, it definitely makes it go creepy a lot more quickly.
Yeah.
But so it doesn't means it definitely doesn't need to
unwelcome or awkward advances.
Well, we can just jump right into this because the first heading here. So
what is creepy is what I'd like to
what
know.
Does creepy mean? So I'm going to intro this just a little bit.
Okay.
It says, I've been following a lot of the conversations in various circles about creeps, both online and in various communities I move through. And I'm really glad that this topic is getting more traction. I know that it's a tough thing to bring up for a variety of reasons, but until something gets brought into the light, it's not going to change. Creepiness ends up affecting all of us, regardless of gender or sexual orientation, and it's especially challenging for male-female interactions. Plenty of women have articulately described how annoying it is for them, though so far I've seen far fewer men talk about how it affects us. It's important for guys to be talking about this, too. Given the very scary possible consequences for women when men approach them, I think it's entirely reasonable for someone to assume that a random guy hitting on her is a possible predator until he demonstrates otherwise. I understand that creates...
the statistical chance that the guy that's hitting on you is inept as opposed to dangerous is very high. Like, there's a high ratio of ineptness versus the low ratio, the low chance of dangerous.
I think you're underestimating the potential danger, but that also may just be me. So here, he says, I understand that creates a frustrating situation. After all, who likes to have to prove their good intentions? And it's also one of the many ways in which sexism and misogyny make things harder for men.
Now, let's not forget that the number one, I've seen these lists, the number one thing that women look for in a man is that he makes them comfortable or makes them laugh, or, you know, these kind of, you know, variations, funny, you know, terminology like this. And this is really just the opposite of creepy, which is, you know, sort of funny and making me feel comfortable is the opposite of creepy.
Right. That's very true. So let's see here. If you want that to change, work to change things. Don't complain that people don't assume you're a good person. Their reasons for not doing so are useful protective measures for them in a world that sets them up as to be targets to be harassed, groped, and assaulted while simultaneously blaming them for it. You do the same thing in similar shoes. So what does creepy mean? One piece this writer thinks we need to look at is what makes someone a creep. Heard lots of women say things, I just know it when I see it, which doesn't offer much at all
Not useful information at all.
Unless we can pin down some of the things that prompt that reaction, it's not likely to change. And so he posts a link to this Ninja Cat video where the camera pans away a little bit and comes back and the cat is a few feet closer.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And it pans away and comes back and the cat is a little closer.
Yeah, this is on the internet, and I suppose you could look up, search Ninja Cat.
Ninja
Ian,
Cat,
why don't
yes.
you post it on the Facebook page.
I'll look for it. Thanks.
Sure, it's sort of cute to watch a cat inch up every time the camera looks away, but he thinks that illustrates one of the common ways that creeps act. It's the constant testing of limits, whether that's moving into someone's personal space, touching them without permission, which is a huge thing for me, getting permission for one kind of touch and moving past that and so forth that makes it creepy. It's because they keep looking for ways to creep past boundaries, which create a no-win situation for the recipient.
What about people, like some people, when they talk to you, they just give you a touch on the shoulder?
I do not like that. And I will say to you, Mark,
it's pretty common.
It's not with me, and here's why. Because the first person who touches me, the first time a person touches me, I say, please don't touch me.
Well, I imagine that you probably have pretty good results with preventing people from doing it from there on out. But
generally,
most people won't do that.
Most people won't say, don't touch me.
They'll just be creeped.
They just say...
They're creeped.
Right. Okay, so if I tell you, don't touch me, and you continue to touch me, is that creepy behavior on your part?
Oh, that's unacceptable behavior.
Right, I would agree with that.
But I think it's nearly unacceptable, socially unacceptable behavior. And I'm trying to qualify this to say, don't touch me. Like, it's the kind of thing that puts people on, like, everybody in the immediate vicinity that heard it on edge. You know, like, ah.
Oh, don't touch me?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it makes you look like an unfriendly person. I'm okay with that. I actually will pay that price if it means people are not going to be touching me that I don't want touching me. I'm pretty strong on that. I'm very particular about who I have in my space. So, all right, let's get back to this here. It's because they keep looking for ways to creep past the boundaries, creating a no-win situation for the recipient. The recipient doesn't say anything. The creeping continues. So I haven't told you that I don't like you touching me, Mark, but you continue touching me, and my sense of awkward discomfort continues rising. But see, here it comes to me. If it's my discomfort, I need to be saying something.
I think
right?
that's really the case,
right.
is that this is a lack of communication on, you know, people's part, is that they don't communicate, the feeling bubbles up in them, and then suddenly they, you know, make a big deal about it, whereas it's better off if everybody's communicating.
I agree. So what you're saying is that by me communicating and doing what I should do, I then become the party pooper. Because I'm not the one.
Oh,
I'm the one who
the
doesn't
truth.
Want to be touched.
I'm not saying it's
no,
right.
No, I know. I'm just pointing this out here. Okay, so if she does say something, he can claim that he didn't mean anything, or that she misunderstood, or call her a nasty name, or attack her verbally or physically. Instead of being upfront about it, a creep can push things and then claim innocence when he's called on it, especially since plenty of people will ask her what she did to prompt it instead of asking him what made him think that was an acceptable way to act.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. We haven't gotten to the tips yet.
Nope.
Right? Are they coming soon?
They are.
Five things that you can do to be less creepy. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you want to tell us a creep story. Maybe you've got somebody in your life or had someone at one point who really creeped you out.
I got plenty.
It was a good creep example. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. The Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. You want to get tuned in online? We've got streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Those are three different bit rates. One of those bit rates will fit your internet connection. So go and enjoy at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also learn about our over 125 great radio stations that are airing the show at various different times throughout the week. We're going to be excited to announce the return of one of our former stations that is coming back with us on Saturday nights. We'll tell you more about that. So that's always fun when that happens. And in addition, you can go and get our satellite listening details. We're on KU band free to air, meaning you don't pay for a subscription to listen to us on free to air. So you can do that anywhere in North and Central America as long as you have a view of the southern sky in your location. Details are at listen.freetalklive.com. Our webcam, also the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. It's schoolsuckedproject.com.
We're talking about creeps, and creeps can, in this case, they're focusing more on males, but they certainly can be female. And, Nemi, you've got five tips for people to be less creepy, or maybe not at all creepy.
I sure do. Make consent part of your approach.
The source, by the way, again?
This is charlieglickman.com.
All right.
The title of the article is Five Things Men Can Do to Not Be Creepy. So make consent part of your approach. Instead of imposing yourself on someone else, make it very clear that the interest, desire, and consent of the person you want to ask is important. It's not that hard to do. In fact, here's an easy formula. Start off with a conditional statement like, if you're interested, if you're in the mood, if you're available. And follow up with a statement of your desire. I would enjoy chatting over coffee with you. I'd love to go out to dinner with you. I'd like to kiss you. The advantage of this approach is that it demonstrates your interest.
You know what I think is funny is that I don't think that everybody really wants the whole the running commentary, the play-by-play. You know, now I would like to put my hand on your knee.
Well, you know,
now
what's,
I would
what's
like to
scary is
back.
On some college campuses, you are absolutely required to do that every
yes.
step of the way, and I'm not in favor of that at all.
That's social engineering, and it's being done from sort of, it's top-down social engineering. We don't like the way things are now, so we're trying to set up a new system. I also think that this puts disadvantages people working in the real world. Is what the guy is proposing is to ask for consent along the way, to be very open and that kind of thing. Is I think women have been taught from the time that they were girls. Now I'm not saying all of them act this way. I'm saying that this is part of the socialization that they get.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you know, that the man needs to woo you, needs to convince you, needs to bring you around to this way of thinking. Would you agree or disagree that that is some of the socialization?
To what way of thinking?
That he's the right one
for them. To the man's way of thinking.
He's the right one.
Okay.
Right. Like, they're supposed to be this blank slate, and he's supposed to be
won over.
Them.
Right.
And, that's ridiculous.
Well, I
agree.
Is it ridiculous? But it's a level of socialization that occurs, and it therefore it is going to work somewhat on some people.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I think that
you don't think
play
most
hard to get. Have you ever heard the term?
Yeah, you don't think most people decide, I mean, within a moment of meeting someone as to whether or not they would be willing to have sex with them?
I do not.
No, I don't. I don't either.
I don't think women decide that as much.
No, absolutely not. Because when I meet someone, my first thought, I don't know if it's different for guys, but it's not like, hey, can I see this guy with his clothes off? I actually have to know that the guy is not a complete douchebag.
Well, I'm not saying you would go and take. I'm not saying you would go and tear his clothes off. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do that if he was a douchebag,
right?
But when you first assess somebody, you notice whether they're physically attractive to you or not, right?
That's true, but for because men are socialized in a way that says, look, this is the primary factor upon which you are going to decide whether or not you're going to have sex, be willing to have sex with someone, that they, you know, by the way, are at a huge disadvantage in a relationship because that's the only thing that they're making a decision upon. It's a terrible way to make a decision.
Looks, right.
But looks. I mean, you know, like this is a this
See,
is
I don't
what
base
we're
it
taught.
On looks. And so wait, your question to me is, don't you make a judgment call? No, I don't, because I really think I go more for personality because looks are not going to serve you when you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
I totally agree with where you're coming from. I was just suggesting that to counter what Mark was saying, that, you know, there's this some sort of winning over process. I think that, you know, yeah, you can win somebody over, but not if you can't get past the first point.
Well, okay.
Or so, out of the friend zone. Either.
Women right. are operating. No, Ian. Women are not men, and they do not operate in the same world that
okay.
we do. And that the reason that I'm going to contend this is because, look, a woman knows that the majority of men she meets, she can have sex with if she so chooses. She lives in a completely different world
mm-hmm.
than men, who know that the majority of women that they meet, they cannot have sex with.
I see where
so
you're coming from.
So you have this entirely different dynamic. She's got the, no, 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 you can't have this until I decide to give it to you dynamic. And he's like, here, take this
me
thing,
alone
take this.
Dynamic.
Well, yeah, but, I mean,
yeah.
but that's what it is.
Exactly.
Though. I mean, it's the reality of males and females, and I don't know how to address this, and I'm interested to see whether this guy is just going to disempower men all the way, which it sounds like his intention
all right.
is.
Let's go on.
Okay, so let's see here.
Ain't no way we're getting through all five of these.
No, it's all right.
We've got Cole Hall.
So the advantage of this approach is that it demonstrates your interest is contingent on hers. Of course, you actually have to mean that, but if her desire and consent don't matter to you, you're well into rapist territory anyway. Responding to rejection. This is a big one. Oh, my goodness. Learn how to deal with rejection. I know full well how difficult it can be to take a chance, put yourself out there, and not get the response you want. rejection hurts. In fact, distress from rejection and shame is processed in the same part of the brain as distress from physical pain.
So, like, text messaging 1,000 times after being rejected, you know, is probably a bad idea.
Well, I agree that it
text
is.
Text messaging 5 times yeah. after you've been rejected is a bad idea.
Right. I agree with that completely. However, there are different messages that are sent to men that say that it's not that I'm trying, it's not that a man is necessarily trying to avoid the bad feelings one gets from rejection. It's that he doesn't know rejection is rejection.
When he sees it. Mm. Right.
Right. So
there's
you know,
like, oh my gosh, my finger is still stuck in the door. I still have a chance, even though she's broken my finger.
Right.
My
you're
trying
saying
to
she
board it shut from the other well, side.
You're saying the lady would not have properly rejected, would have been maybe left, seeming to have left the door open.
Trying
would have
to be
kind
nice.
Of teased. Yeah,
well,
tried to be
right.
nice.
My favorite example is the, is the movie The Graduate. Most people have seen this one, and it's the reason I use it. Dustin Hoffman, the genius that he is, goes in and he, you know, he plays this character who, at the end, goes to the church when his the object of his desire is getting married, bangs on the glass, going, Elaine! Elaine! Banging on the glass. And then he gets the girl. Okay? Like, he should have been drug off to jail
yeah.
for interrupting someone's wedding like this, but she goes with him. Now, I don't know whether it was a male or a female that wrote this particular movie, but these are the kind of messages that are given to men.
And if you keep going,
and that's
you'll
a
get
creepy move.
That's
right?
very creepy.
Creepy?
Yeah.
That's criminally insane.
Or painfully romantic. I don't know. If you're a movie writer, I guess.
But and women get these same get the same sort of messages that a man should be wanting to do this, so wanting to be in a relationship with you so badly that he's willing to do these kind of things.
The movie was written by what appear to be three men, Calder Willingham, Buck Henry, and Charles Webb wrote the novel it was based on.
There you go.
So finding ways to cope with that shame and build some resiliency is crucial. And one of the reasons some guys lash out and verbally or physically abuse women who turn them down is that they don't know other ways to deal with the distress they feel, especially when it's grounded in their sense of masculinity. I also think it's important to learn the difference between unavailability and rejection. Unfortunately, rejection can trigger shame reactions, so learning some shame resilience is part of this process. That's not a quick fix. It takes a while to develop. Big believer in therapy for that.
We'll come back with more. We have three more?
Three more.
These? All right, and we're going to try to get your calls in here as well at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, though we are talking about creepiness right now. What can you do to remedy that problem? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free line brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, now celebrating over 100,000 views on YouTube. The movie that I had the pleasure of being involved with as producer. I didn't know how many views it was going to get. I certainly didn't expect 100,000, so I'm really happy with that. I don't know if that means 100,000 people watch the whole thing. I don't think that's what that means. But nonetheless, it's still a big number. It's impressive.
That's great. I appreciate it.
Over 1,000 people like the Derek J's Victims Crime Spree Facebook page. If you haven't checked out the movie yet, there's no reason for you not to because it's free. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it on YouTube for zero cost to you except for the time that it takes. And if you're time challenged, we even now have the Film Fest edition, which is an hour-long version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So you don't have to spend 90 minutes. You can spend 60 and basically get the gist of the film. It's a very good cut. And Derek J himself cut that version of the film together. So it's very, very exciting. And of course, if you really enjoy Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you can always grab the DVD at order.victimlesscrimespree.com from Amazon. And did you know it's on Walmart? It's at Walmart now. Not on the shelves at Walmart, but you can actually order Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree through Walmart's website.
That is awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
There you go. Great for Christmas gifts.
Thank you, Mark. You're absolutely right about that. Though the Amazon, if you go through order.victimlesscrimespree.com, Free Talk Live will get a small cut of the sale. So there you go. Appreciate you watching the movie and sharing it with your friends. Heck, buy a copy of it, display it, charge people to watch it. I don't care. Just want people to see it. So we'll continue here. We'll go back to the phones in a actually right now. I know we've got three more of these creepy tips here, but we've actually got Zach on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, Zach.
Hi, guys. I know we're coming up to the wire here, so I'll be brief. I just want to, my two cents on this topic is guys' behavior is, and this is a generalization, I know it's going to be, but behavior is only determined creepy if you're not viewed as physically attractive.
That is not true. I will say that. And that is actually something that's mentioned later on in the article is I will certainly say that in some instances, someone who is not as physically attractive as another person will may be called creepy more quickly than the more attractive person would be.
So this is somewhat true or mostly true?
It's not true for me.
Not true for you, but I'm just asking, generally somewhat true or generally mostly true?
I would say not either.
His statement is
somewhat true.
I thought you were saying his statement was somewhat true. Somewhat I would certainly true. Agree it's somewhat yeah. true, and I would say almost mostly true.
Yeah, I guess my view has always been, of course this isn't going to be true for all people. I won't even say most people all of the time.
Well, it would be interesting to do an experiment, wouldn't it, to like have some ugly dude and a handsome, well-dressed man deliver the same creepy line, like 100%
creepy line. I think they just did this on SNL a couple weeks ago, actually.
Like a hidden camera kind of thing?
No, it's just a skit that was...
No, I mean like a hidden camera thing where, you know, you're going up to girls on the street or something like that and delivering just a really creepy line,
right,
and just to see if they respond differently to the attractive guy. I know that Vitaly ZDTV on YouTube, one of the YouTube pranksters, did a prank, kind of experiment recently where he got a fancy car, like a really fancy car, and he walked up to some girl on the street. He wasn't looking real good or anything like that, and, you know, tried to get her to go with him on a date or something like that. And, of course, she turned him down. So he starts walking away from her towards his car, this car that is purportedly his, this fancy ride, and starts getting in. And she's like, oh, is that your car?
Right.
And then completely changes her demeanor.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, Zach, thanks for your call. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. No, that was it.
I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Thanks, dude. Let's go to Surreal. He's calling from every club in the USA. Surreal.
Gentlemen, ladies, so nice to be back on the show. It's been a while.
Been too long, Surreal.
It certainly has. Topic near and dear to my heart. I would disagree with Zach first off there. You know, attractive men can be creepy. I used to be a little creepy. I'm a very attractive man, if I do say so myself.
And modest.
Yes, well, it goes a long way.
Modesty doesn't do you any good at the club.
Mark, I disagree with Mark a little bit there. Maybe it's the terminology. He was talking about socialized behavior is what leads men to be interested in attractive women, or, you know, we are socialized to find certain things attractive, and I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think we are.
I don't know that
genetically.
I don't know that I was trying to say that. As far as socialization, I was saying I felt like I was saying that men are socialized to to continue on with the process when they have been rejected, to believe that that they need to the perseverance wins the day.
Right, and I guess you're right. There are certainly socialization factors in relationships, but the man who does persevere in a non-creepy way can win the girl. And there is some unfortunate times when you're watching Disney movies and the guy is always being persistent and eventually wins the girl. Now, it is genetic, I believe, that men pursue women. Women do not pursue men.
Well, they do sometimes. You're talking in generalities here.
Certainly. Women, quote-unquote, pursue men by making themselves into objects.
Well,
controversial, I understand. They paint themselves, and their mothers teach them how to apply makeup to manipulate men into thinking that they're more beautiful than they really are. And this is, of course, enforced by their friends, and they don't call it, this is how you get a guy to find you sexually attractive.
Yes, they
say it's cute.
No, that is actually...
the honest ones do, certainly. But
when
mom
is
helping a girl...
I got none of that. It's awesome.
Yeah, not everyone does, but this is the normal thing where mothers help their daughters with their first makeup application, their earrings, their hair, all in a way to attract men. This is normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's normal.
I'm saying this kind of manipulation is normal.
Status quo, anyway.
Status quo, and I think even it's probably genetically normal, where each sex tries to make themselves look more attractive, and it's different strategies for each side. And I help men take advantage of those strategies.
All right. What else do you want to share?
About Nemi's perspective there. Do you agree with me that women wear makeup for the purpose, you know, underlying purpose of being seen as a more sexual object? And
really to increase her options of men. She can reject all the ones she wants, but because she has applied her canvas well, she has more options to choose from, which is a good thing. She needs options. So she can reject the creepy ones who don't know how to speak.
Oh, my God.
Socially.
I don't even know where to start. No, I do not agree with you.
Why not?
Because, A, I don't wear makeup.
Not you.
But
you're talking about other women.
What authority am I on other women?
Well,
apparently,
you have a lot of suitors whether you wear makeup or not.
Yes, and that's my point.
But he's saying you would have more suitors if you wear makeup.
Oh, my God. All the more reason to not wear makeup. We were just talking about this on
right.
the break.
Therefore, you're admitting that what he's saying is true.
I wouldn't know. I honestly do not get dressed up to go out and attract men.
I need to call some bunk here because certainly you understand that there is a multi-billion-dollar makeup industry.
I certainly understand. I am going to answer your question if you can give me just a second. My understanding from the women I know, and now granted, I'm friends with more guys than I am women, but from the women I know who do wear makeup regularly, they actually see it as more of a self-esteem thing, that they feel better about themselves. It's not that
if you feel better about yourself, you'd be better and more attractive, right?
I don't
know. That sounds like a cop-out to me.
Would you just let me finish for the love of Pete, okay? If they feel better about themselves, maybe they are going out and attracting more suitors. Or maybe they're just feeling better about themselves because they put a nice dress on. You know, I feel better about myself going out and doing good deeds for other people. So are they putting on makeup on to go out and get more men? Is that what Cyril is asking me? Probably, in some cases.
You know, I've got to say that I have there are certainly times when women, come on to me as a married man, and, you know, the chances of this turning into some kind of relationship are much slimmer than they would have been when I was single, and it still makes me feel good. Still like it.
Cyril, your thoughts, final thoughts on what Nimi said there?
Yes, it's a difficult question for some women to answer, especially women who don't need makeup.
Oh, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe Nimi doesn't need makeup, so that's great. But, you know, and I would agree that wearing makeup to make themselves feel better is deeply rooted in their attractiveness. How do they feel attractive? Whether they are thinking, I'm going to find a man today, it doesn't really matter. It's done to boost self-esteem, which typically means I feel pretty. Certainly.
Surreal, great call, as always. Appreciate the insights. And can we hold the other three things?
Sure.
I find this conversation very interesting, and a lot of people in the Liberty Movement are accused of being creepy guys.
Creepertarians,
Creepertarians.
That's why I brought it in.
For it. So we'll maybe get to the rest of that next week when you're back here. More coming up tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.